Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Friday morning, beginning a three-day weekend. Memorial Day is coming up at 8, make that 6:46. I'm trying to jump the gun, Ted, to get out of here, right? We've got three big things.
Three.
Wichita Police release information on officer-involved fatal shooting.
Two.
Forecast of rain and flooding, putting the damper on many weekend plans for the holiday.
One.
Millions of Americans beginning that three-day weekend for Memorial Day starts today. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Friday morning commute. We do have some road closures in the south part of town because of the heavy rains we've had the last few hours. We've got some flooded intersections west of Pawnee and Meridian. Pawnee and Sheridan is closed down. Pawnee and Edwards is shut down with high water. And Harry Street is closed between McLean Boulevard and Seneca because of high water as well. Traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Cloudy with a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms today at a high of 75 degrees. 30% chance for showers and storms tonight, overnight low 68. Saturday mostly cloudy with a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms at a high tomorrow of 81 degrees. Now, rain, 65 degrees, southwest wind gusting to 31 miles per hour. The pound and British stocks are rising after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation, as some investors appear to hope it could unblock the political stalemate over Brexit, though analysts warn it could simply mean another delay to the EU departure. The Conservative Party will tap a new Prime Minister after May leaves on June 7th, and it is more likely that the next leader will be more in favor of Brexit. Some new research is urging a better diet to cut your risk for cancer.
This is House Call for Health. 80,000 cases of cancer a year could have been prevented by healthier eating. That's the finding of a new study of Americans in 2015. For instance, people who eat whole grains rather than white flour seem to have lower rates of colorectal cancer. And there is a connection between red and processed meat and several kinds of cancer because of molecules produced by cooking the meat. On the flip side, fruits and vegetables carry nutrients that lower your cancer risk. Doctors will tell you there's no surefire way to avoid cancer. You could eat a perfect diet, never touch a cigarette, and exercise regularly and still get it. And there are people who eat terribly and are perfectly healthy. Researchers can't even say for certain that diet definitely affects your cancer risk. But in the journal JNCI Cancer Spectrum, they do see associations. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Excellent point. You can do all the right stuff and still get cancer. But maybe you can lower the percentages that you'll get it.
Some of those risks could be mitigated.
Yeah, the risks. Yeah. Facebook says more than 3 billion fake accounts were removed from October to March.
Oh wow.
Twice as many as the previous 6 months. But more fake accounts are still slipping through. Facebook's detection tools are getting better, but so are the efforts by the creators of these fake accounts.
Well, when you get a friend request from a beautiful young 20-year-old girl...
whose name you do not know.
Yeah, or it's Russian. Then you know.
I've seen a couple of those.
Might be a red flag right there.
Hey, anytime anybody who's young and attractive expresses any interest in me.
I write back to him. I say, I know you from where? Where did we meet?
For about 2.5 seconds, you're like, oh.
Yeah, wait a minute.
No, I don't know that person.
You open up that file, though, and you can have a real virus going in there, too. So, yeah. All right, 6:51 now, Steve and Ted.
More than the virus from the file, bro.
Time for the... What are we doing here? Oh, yeah, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. And, Doctor, planning now to save on your 2019 taxes. Planning already, right?
Do it now.
Yeah.
You know, Steve, I know you're fed up with taxes.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Well, you filed your return or at least an extension, and the last thing that you want to hear about now is taxes. Well, I'm sorry. I'm the money tracker. I got to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to know. But there is no better time to talk about it than when you need to take action. Exclamation point. A lot of filers have complained about not getting their usual big old return this year. Well, that's because withholding has been modified to fit the new tax laws that went into effect January 1st of last year, 2018. There may have been less withholding. Therefore, they didn't over-withhold, so there's no refund. Well, check your withholding for 2019. Is it enough? Don't increase it to get a bigger refund. That's silly, because you would essentially be letting the government use your money for a year. But if you save, it could save you from paying taxes at the end of next year. So make sure you go through that. Review your pre-tax dollars and maximize your health savings account, the company flex spending account, and you've heard this from me before, but work to maximize your retirement savings. That pulls it right off the top. There may be other pre-tax withholding for commuter expenses and perhaps child dependent care. Are your investments maximized for tax efficiency? Actively traded strategies may generate a lot of short-term gains, so work to keep those in your tax-free or tax-deferred accounts like your IRAs. Municipal bond holdings or other investments with lower tax liabilities can be in the taxable accounts. Charitable donations are treated differently now because of the higher personal exemptions. Consider giving twice as much every other year so that you can take advantage of the write-off then. And giving directly from your IRA, that is, if you're older than 70 and a half, will lower your taxable income, thus potentially lowering your Medicare premiums as well. It's something to look into that people forget about often. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Did you, one of the things we talked about yesterday was a couple of barges that broke loose on the Arkansas River up near Tulsa, wasn't it, Ted?
So somewhere it's the Arkansas River up there.
It's the Arkansas there. We had this discussion at the luncheon, our company luncheon yesterday, and it's the Arkansas in Kansas. Everywhere
only
else is the Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Anyway, these barges are filled with fertilizer, and they're floating down the river, and then they rammed into the locks there at a dam there in Oklahoma.
And damaged them, I would assume?
Damaged them a little bit, not much.
Okay.
But the barges just both sank.
Really?
Yeah. They tipped over and sank. So.
Releasing fertilizer.
Well, and there was a little in that town. I've got it in front of me, but I can't find it here. But it's that city where the locks and the dam are, the folks were there were being warned, hey, you better get out of here because if this thing, you know, if it breaks the dam
open,
it's going to be
flooding. Flooding.
Did not happen. Did not happen.
God.
All right. Today is National Don't Friday.
Okay.
Friday, but it's Don't Friday. It's important to remember the use of sun protection and safety practices when you're out in the sun. Someday,
I thought it meant don't have KFC today.
No. Someday we're going to have sunshine.
Oh, gosh.
And in the summertime, you know what that means. You're going to be out and about, and you need to make sure that they use a sunscreen. It's very important for people like me. I don't know about you, Donna. You're a fair skinned guy. Have you had any tussles with any cancerous spots?
I haven't, but I get checked regularly as well. So
really should.
Tell me, it's supposed to rain over the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh man, we're starting to set up for Riverfest already. And
right.
We've got a bunch of things.
You're with the Wagon Masters,
and
that's it.
Well, I got on as what's called a red shirt this year. So it's a group that's like moving barricades around, and I'm doing it for the workout, man. Well, of course I love the Riverfest.
Right.
But it'll be fun to.
Well, I talked to Mary Beth Jarvis this week. We're using some sound bites on the radio for the Issue Show, and she's leaving after 7 years.
Yeah.
Seems like a very capable person.
Somebody. Well, I was on a board when we found her and brought her on board, and boy, she's been great. She really has helped.
She's got that military background, and she's organized. She's, you know, everything's bangity-bangity.
She's a Notre Dame grad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We don't hold it.
She has a daughter, by the way. She has a daughter graduating
from
the spring,
Colorado.
From the Air Force Academy in Colorado. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's done a great job.
She has.
We're going to
really
miss her. All right, guys, thank you. 6:55 now. Coming up at 7 o'clock here, all the news with Steve and Ted. Wichita Police released the name of the man shot and killed by officers yesterday about this time. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Let's see, there's strawberry.
Oh, 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 oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.